Now, there are a lot of books out there, and this isn't to discredit any of them, that speak to very specific issues and problems that people might be facing. And a lot of people might turn to those books of kind of self-help and how to address this particular problem. Perhaps it's on parenting, or it's on an addiction that they're facing. And those might all be well and good. But how does your book address the kind of immediate problems that people are facing without actually calling them out specifically?
Well, I find something really interesting with Scripture. Sometimes it's good to, okay, let's bring out what's really practical. Let's talk about specific problems and issues. And in many of my books, I certainly do that. But when you've only got one page and you've got a passage of Scripture and you got somebody's quotation that you're going to line up, you're not going to be able to tell many stories. You're not going to be able to develop, here's 10 steps or even 5 steps or 3 steps to make this real practical in your life. But it's still extremely practical because of this. God says his word will not return to him empty without accomplishing the purpose for which he sent it. It says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for correction, for rebuke, for training in righteousness, for all of these things. What that means is, when it says it's profitable, it means it's practical. It changes our lives. So I think what we have to understand is that God's truth is not just something that we go to and look at from a distance and work over. God's truth works us over by God's grace and by the anointing and teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit. So I think it's ultimately a very practical book because it's God speaking to my heart and life, and by a miraculous ministry of the Holy Spirit, correcting me and guiding me and encouraging me by the reality of his grace.